Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting. Yes, this is where we sit around and chew the fat at the end of the day. And if that's got you excited.
what a fuck it was.
It's always nice for people to know what time of the day we're recording this, and it is the end of the day. And as you'll tell from the chat, not just the end of the day in actuality, you know, 9:30, basically it's the end of the day, but also in many ways the end of our days.
The end of times.
Autumn of our years. It's just three experienced podcasters sitting around contemplating, I guess. That's
Absolutely.
How you describe this one.
Yeah.
Put it this way, I've listened to more upbeat griefcasts. Anyway, apologies for the low energy, but we get through it and it's okay. But look, if you want something
I was bouncing all the way through. I ate some chocolate before I recorded this episode. I had a coffee. I feel like my energy never dropped.
I've got a cup of mint tea just outside the door.
You've got a cup of. Oh, are you going to drink it now? Drink it now. It'll be stewed. It'll be a stewed affair. But I reckon pop the bag out. Pop it in the microwave for 40 seconds. Be right as rain.
Sleep. Anyway, listen, if you are up for something a bit more energetic, then we are recording another one of our Flatshare Slam Down live.
Oh God, yeah. Harry, you almost passed out during that.
Flatshare Slam Down, it was like live.
You know when you've got like a toy that's running out of batteries. What we should every episode, and we shouldn't really tell people this because this is a little secret, but every episode we each take a different drug. Now this one, Parry's taken heroin. We shouldn't tell you that, but
the lewd.
Harry's done a Wolf of Wall Street drive all the way from Exeter back to South London, and I tell you what, he hasn't hit a single lamppost the entire journey. He's
oh man. Anyway, look, if you fancy something a bit more upbeat,
anyway,
recording Flatshare Slam Down.
Took some Nurofen, I had some chocolate.
Yeah, never start with a horse, man.
Okay, anyway.
I'm excited, it's my turn to do heroin next time. I'm really thrilled about it. I can't wait.
You know what? I started on the crack a few episodes back, and now I just... Should I go back?
Yeah, except, well, this is it, once you do crack. Anyway,
April the 20th.
This is a flirt.
April the 20th. We've got two scintillating guests, Tony Law and Evelyn Mock.
You know how you on the podcast, you can change the speed that people are talking. Every time Parry's talking, you may want to just switch it to double speed or 1.5 just to kind of bring him up to the pace of the rest of the podcast. sorry, carry on.
Dearie me.
That mint tea. Have half a sip now, come on.
I haven't put the water in yet. That's the saddest part.
That's not a cup of mint tea.
That's a cup of mint, mate. The bag's in the mug.
You've got a polo in a cup. What are you talking about? The bag's in the mug.
The water's in the kettle. Anyway... We will be recording that on April the 20th. If you want to come along and join in and watch via YouTube, then you can get your tickets from Eventbrite. Eventbrite. Crosby, how do you spell Eventbrite?
EventBrite.co.uk. There'll be a link to the show in the show notes. It's free if you work for the NHS. It's £5 if you don't. And it's £4 if you're a member of the Patreon. Get to the Patreon, guys. I hope. Thanks to everyone who wrote and said they enjoyed the Flatshare lockdown episode. You know, there's plenty more of those where that came from. There's another sort of 100 plus of those in the archive. We're doing 2 a week. Get yourself to the Patreon now and join up today.
Absolutely right. Clarkie, anything to add?
Hi, guys.
Classic Clarkie.
Enjoy the episode. We'll see you on the other side.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I was thinking about this the other day of getting old hobbies to feel young. Like, I was thinking of taking up crown green bowling.
It's not a bad idea.
I feel
idea.
Like it's the only way. Like, I could go along to the crown green bowling and be like a young whippersnapper again.
Yeah, you could be a young whippersnapper, though, for like, let's face it, 25 years.
Thanks, mate.
Have we talked about this? Because I am going to take up crown green bowling. There's a crown green bowling club, like, 5 minutes from my house.
No, there's one near me as well. Genuinely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, there we go. We can do home and away matches.
But then there is a type, isn't there? Do you think, like, the young person doing old things, they're a type, aren't they? You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
Well, I mean, apparently I'm sitting with two of them.
Are you ready to be that type?
You clearly already made the decision to be that type.
We've always been that type.
I'll wave at you from the skate park, dudes.
Well, that's the other way to go, isn't it?
That's the other way to go, absolutely, yeah. Or you could do, you know, what I'm doing, which is have no hobbies whatsoever. Just do nothing. Do nothing with your time. What prompted you, Clarkie? You saw the place and you thought, that could be me.
Yeah, that's it. And my mate went in to inquire and they were like, what? You what, mate? You can't come in here.
Oh, really?
Like, you have to become a member. And he was like, that's fine. How much is that? And they're like, £6. Not a problem, man. It was like they were trying to pull him, put him off with a really steep number.
Do you think they panicked and they were like, right, well, it's £5 to join, but we should really outprice him. But then they were like, yeah. Well, what do we do? Say, you know, £700. That's amazing. So you're both thinking of doing it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. In fact, I've got like a there's like an open day thing next week that I'm going to.
An open day.
An open day, yeah.
Where they bring in the new.
They bring in the new blood. Yeah. But I mean, like, I've played it before. I'm a big fan of the sport, and like my granddad taught me how to play, so I played quite a bit with my granddad, and I've played since then in my like with my family and stuff. So
I feel like what we've got here is Parry is defending the sport from the very people. Like our friend Ben Clark, who are only in it to make themselves feel better about themselves
by hanging out with a load of pensioners.
Man. Of course, yeah. But so
I think if you watch the world, kind of when you watch the world championships, the really good players are still sprightly.
How sprightly is sprightly? Because I've never watched the world championships.
They're in their 50s. They're sprightly, boy. Sprightly boy.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I guess like it's an interesting one looking into like because golf obviously is like golf's something I'm hoping to do a lot more of. There's other things that I just think if you haven't done them yet, there's no chance.
Like, go on.
Like, there's, like, yeah. I feel like
no one's getting into the K hole in their you know, late 50s, are they?
No, maybe they are. Not unless things have taken a turn.
Taken a tumble.
It feels,
yeah,
like, you know, like, feels like, you know, I can imagine reasons why, and none of them are great.
Yeah.
But like skiing,
thank you,
like,
for example, it's always good when someone, you know, you have the thought yourself and you go, yeah, we'll stop that conversation now, but let's talk about
like skiing, for example. If you've skied before, you're skiing into your, like, if you were skiing when you were 15, you're skiing into your 60s.
Yeah.
Like, my, you know, my mate's mom is in her 70s and she can still do a black run.
Right.
Because it's just in her, it's in her arsenal.
But what about, right,
not what I was going to say.
She's got a black run in her locker, do you know what I mean?
But right, here's the thing.
You're not taking it up at 70, are you? No one's going, granddad, get on the nursery slopes.
Is a black run another term for a K-hole?
it's the equivalent,
right?
It's the skiing equivalent. Apart from, if things don't slow down, they very much speed up.
That's true, that you're right, probably not taking it up in your 70s. But there must be people who take it up in their, you know, in Clarkie's case, late 30s. You know, possibly people who find themselves in a different financial situation. Possibly people who find themselves marrying into a skiing family. You know, this is a sport you could take up. I mean, I don't think you're taking up.
I reckon your cut off point's 35.
What?
It's too late for Clarky.
You've made that just a little bit younger than he is. That just deliberately.
Yeah,
I 6-pounds'd him.
Yeah, you shaved him.
6-pounds'd
you shaved Clarky out of the ski club, haven't you?
Well, you know, us crayon green bowlers, we've all got the same tactics, you know.
It's
a game of margins. It's a game of margins.
But we've done skiing before. We've all taken ski lessons together. You know, we've all done ski lessons. I would say because I didn't particularly, you know, I didn't particularly get a lot of confidence out of the lesson and didn't really go out on the slopes. I just messed around on the little baby slopes for the rest of the day. I wouldn't say I'm, you know, I've taken it up.
Because it's too late for you.
Do you think that's what it was?
I reckon if we'd have done the skiing that we did when we were, if we'd been 12... we'd have been shit hot skiers by the end of
the day. No, because I went to a skiing party. I went to a skiing party. How's this for a party, right? When I was about sort of 12 or 13, I went to a skiing party because the guy who was having the party, he could ski. So the first thing he does is he gets on. Yeah, it's like
that's a real player move, isn't it?
It was the dry ski slopes on the way in the ones in Kent, on the way into sort of towards Faversham. And he goes up on the big slope and off he goes, and, you know, up on the ski lift, and he's skiing down, just leaves us all behind, and all of his mates, none of whom can ski, all have to do a ski lesson while he goes off and has a great time on the slopes.
How what was the birthday? How old?
Oh, let's see.
Like 12-ish, 13.
Maybe it was 14, 15, but it was definitely under 16. Yeah,
that guy's birthday present is, look, everyone gets to look at how good I can ski, isn't
no,
it?
Well, that would be fine if we all got to. Eventually, that's what happened, because we did our skiing lesson and then we went, well, we don't want to do any more of this because it's like being at school. So let's go and sit in the. Yes, go and sit and eat some chips in the clubhouse and then watch him. So effectively, yeah, that is what eventually happened.
That was like his little birthday present to himself.
But he could have, you know, what? In which case, just get rid of the artifice. Just say, do you want to come and eat burger and chips all day? And we'd be like, yep.
No.
And he'd be like, okay, well, I'm also going to eat burger and chips for some of it, but I'm also going to ski. And we'd be like, fine, that's okay.
Your burger and chips are at the bottom of this big slope. Go and get them.
Yeah, but you start at the bottom of the slope, Clarky.
What?
You don't start.
I've been skiing the wrong way.
No, you start at the bottom.
You're too old man. I told you, you're too old.
You start at the bottom.
You get a
lift up.
Really hard getting birthday parties, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's like...
That's why bowling is good, because kind of everyone...
good
everyone,
at?
Yeah, but everyone can kind of do it sort of fine, right? If...
What? Hang on, what type of bowling?
Tempin, but yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
Listen, keep off the green, guys.
Can you not just say bowling? That's very offensive to us crown green bowlers, okay?
Keep off the green, say ten pin. That's no kind of party.
If you're going to say 10-pin, say 10-pin, all right?
All right. A 10-pin bowling party, I would say most people are of a level, right? I've never been to a 10-pin bowling party where one person, you know, like one of my 8-year-old mates has shown up with his own gloves and ball and, you know, is doing the funny dance like the Jesus in Big Lebowski. Like, if we're all 8, we're all kind of the same level at 10-pin bowling, right? We all want the guards down on the gutters. Mm. That's the way, you know, that's the way it goes. Wait, so what are you saying? Parry's pulling a few faces here. He's making occasional grunts towards the microphone. Talk us through what you're thinking here, Parry, is that you were always...
No,
is that
your, I think, you, no, I think you make a fair point, but I'm saying 8 too young for a 10-pin bowling birthday party. I think you're looking at 10 to 12 to 11, like 10 to 14.
10 to 12 to 11.
And actually, yeah, sorry. Sorry, that's the time.
Have you done ketamine?
That's what time the party's driving. That's probably driving party.
That's 10 to 12 to 11.
From 10 to 12 to 11 is quite a long party. I'm going to say that right now.
I think if you're 8 and you're 10-pin bowling, it's because you're at an older sibling's birthday party.
Okay.
I'm going to say I think 8's too young, and it's my bowling alley, so get out.
Oh, all right.
Six pints, please. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, we're slowly working out the cutoff points for all sports here. This is good. So, okay. So the cutoff point for learning to ski, 35, right? No one after 35 is...
Do you have that bleak moment when you're watching any sport in particular when they talk about old sports people and they're all younger than we are now?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, they all go, fucking hell, that guy scored, like a guy scored the other day.
Wait, hang on a sec. I've watched a little bit of sport, right? Not a lot, but I know. I've never watched an event where someone goes, oh, fucking hell. I tell you what, hang on, this bloke, oh, fucking this guy.
You've clearly never listened to any Crown Green Bowls commentary because
very sedate on the pitch, but in that little shed.
It's fucking kicking off.
The air is blue.
So anyway, this guy scored against Germany for Macedonia last week, and everyone was like, it's a miracle, he's 37 and he scored a goal in an international, and you like go, yeah, he's 37.
Yeah.
He's spring chicken,
got the whole life ahead of him. Yeah,
you kind of go like, and now, like, you know, we are well past the retirement age of any decent sportsman, bar, you know, the obvious darts kind of, you know, those kind of, that kind of stuff.
But does this, because obviously that's one of the, you know, one of the things lots of little kids when they're growing up think, oh, one day I'd like to play sports. Do you feel like obviously there's a variety of increments of realization that isn't going to happen. Do you feel like that's the final one for you where you go, right, I'm 40. I mean, you know, Shilton still played for England when he was 40, didn't he? But
he did.
It's rare, right?
But he was already playing for England. He didn't.
That's true. They didn't sign him up on the day.
He didn't decide then. He didn't wake up on his 40th birthday and thought, "Do you know what? I'm going to give goalie a go."
I tell you what, blowing out the candles really worked for Shilton. I'll tell you that. Nothing. His one wish came straight onto the team. No, you're right. You're right. I guess that's it. So do you feel
that?
The
famous story about Shilton is that he used to hang off the stair rail.
Oh,
and his
dad
had hang off his feet to make him longer.
It's got to...
Now I hear this story.
You've got to ask in those circumstances, how big's his stairwell that it's two people's... the size of two people?
I mean, you're imagining that, like, his dad's feet are touching the ground, though, right? You're not imagining that the two of them are hanging and there's, like, 3 feet below his dad.
Well, Matthew, to be entirely honest, that wasn't what I was imagining.
Shilton's height. So his dad had climbed down his back and get onto the end of his feet.
Like,
No,
I imagine he jumps out with a blanket.
He gets on it, so he's got a little mini trampoline just by the stairs. Very dangerous place to keep it. The mum has to immediately go, "Look, we're going to move that trampoline away in case, you know, like the dog falls down the stairs or whatever." But gets ponged out the window. But so you're imagining he's leaping off a trampoline, grabbing onto his son's ankles, and just hanging there, and they live in some sort of like medieval tower.
Until he stretches long enough to get his feet on the ground. Yes.
He's treating Peter Shilton like the ladder you would get out of the, you know, to get out into the attic. One of those. They basically extends
stretch
down.
Armstrong.
Yeah. No, presumably, you could do it. You could do it any, you know, like you could hang, all right, you could hang on to, say, the radiator and go horizontal. That would be a way to do it, couldn't you? So if he hangs onto the radiator with his hands, right, and then he hooks his legs over his dad's shoulders and his dad sort of walks the other way, you could stretch yourself out that way.
Oh, I see.
You wouldn't have to be hanging down. It's just so long as
Want to stretch him widthways, make him wider.
No, he's still pulling on his legs.
Wait a second. Are we just hand drawn and courted, Peter Shilton?
He'd hold on to his dad's the bumper of his car.
Yeah.
His dad would start driving.
Yeah.
Get those legs. Yeah, right. Get those arms nice and long.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could do that as well.
Before you know it, he's Back to the Future in it. Round the roads of his neighbourhood.
Yeah. Waving at the girls doing the gymnastics. I was speaking of Back to the Future.
Oh yeah.
I am listening to a podcast at the moment about the NBA and the ABA when it merged.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were gonna say QAnon then for a minute.
Well, I'm also listening to a lot about QAnon, but you know.
Yeah.
That's been well documented, and you can always check my Twitter if you want to see which podcast I'm listening to. It's a very, very good thread. It was only when I put them all together in a thread, I was like, I do listen to quite a lot of podcasts about QAnon, but it's an interesting phenomenon. Anyway.
By the way, conspiracy theories, that's a sport you can absolutely get into the older you get.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you want to hop on the, the Jewish space lasers train, then I would say 55 is the minimum age.
What's the Jewish space lasers train?
Just Google it. Anyway, it's not a, right, but it isn't a thing. That's all you need to know. It's like one of these things that isn't, it's not real.
It sounds like something Peter Shilton might use to make himself longer. carry on.
And it's talking about a bunch of players in the NBA and sort of setting it alongside the rise of Ronald Reagan as a sort of political figure. So it's around the 80s. Every time they mention Ronald Reagan, my mind wanders because I start thinking about Back to the Future. I start thinking about that bit where he goes, "Who's the president?" in 1985, and he goes, "Ronald Reagan." He goes, "Ronald Reagan, the actor?" And you go,
"Yeah."
It's lucky that it is a person you know, because that's 30 years' time. Are you going to know somebody who's going to become the president? Like, do we know who's going to be the president now in 30 years' time? It feels like a long time to... Do you know, like...
The
equivalent would be like... do you think Rock's... No, but Rock's... Rock can be the president in 15 years' time.
Rock will be the president in 15 years' time, but 15 years ago, if you'd have said...
The Rock, yeah, you're right.
I'd have gone, the wrestler?
Yeah, you're right.
Mm. So I think it does hold up. And crucially, there's the Trump example, isn't there?
Yeah.
Where if you go at any point in the last 20 years or whatever, you go, Donald Trump, the lunatic?
Yeah. You
know? Or whatever it is.
I think you're probably right. That, like, increasingly now with it being more like... You know, with more and more people who are sort of celebs going into the world of politics.
Reagan was fucking old as well, wasn't he? They were always quite old presidents, but I think Reagan was an old dude.
Yeah. I don't think he's as old as Biden, though.
Is Biden...
No one's as old as Biden. Biden's not allowed on the ski slopes, let me tell you. Biden's too old to join the Crown Green Bowls Club.
Wow.
That's what they say when someone shows up and they're really, really old. They say, "I'm sorry, £6, put your £6 away. But have you considered becoming the President of the United States of America? The job's there for you."
the Crown Green Bowls Club near me have a treat where I'm going to hopefully join. The bowling green is sponsored by the local funeral parlour.
No. It doesn't double up as a cemetery, does it? And they say, no, it's a little bit bumpy at the moment because we just buried Graham.
Yeah,
so
no, that's it. So yeah, it's sponsored by the funeral parlour.
Oh my god! Well, you know that's the things you got to think about, isn't it? You know, this is what you've got to think about, Parry. you've moved out of London. You've joined a bowlers club. It's time to start thinking about planning your funeral.
House meeting. Can I have a lift? I live in London. House meeting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This MBA thing that you're listening to, right?
Yeah.
You don't experience sports. That's the first time I've ever heard of you experiencing, like...
Experiencing sports.
Did you say you're listening to an NBA podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast about the NBA and the sort of rise of Reagan's presidency.
So is that you getting into sports, or is it just
no,
that you're
no, no, no? It's like podcast. Yeah,
I was going to say Crosby. Yeah, I think you passed the point at which you can join the NBA. I think even with me, I might get a growth Tom spurt hanging off your ankles.
Get him on the stairwell.
I could be the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I could. All I need to do is grow another literally 2 feet. That's all it is.
What's the 4 feet? That's weird.
Does the Shilton thing work if you hang off someone's is it possible to do that?
It can't
to
be.
Physically stretch someone?
No, not in any significant way, I don't think. It might like, I mean, you're taller when you start the day, aren't you, than when you end the day, because you stretch, like stretching yourself out makes you a little bit taller, but it's tiny, like it's a almost imperceptible amount.
Unless you can stretch bones.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have any effect on how you grow.
Are you fatter or thinner when you wake up?
Oh, that's a good question.
I always think thinner because you haven't eaten for a bit.
Yeah, but you're also spreading out, aren't you? Into the duvet. Yeah, into the mattress.
I look
even
a bit better topless in the morning than I did in the evening.
Yeah, well.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
I know, right?
How do you feel in the morning, Parry? Do you feel fatter or thinner in the morning?
I feel fat in the mornings and I feel fat in the evenings.
Time to start planning your funeral.
Poor Michael Finnegan again.
So I don't really know where. Maybe I feel thin when I'm asleep. I don't know.
Oh, dream thin. Dream thin, guys.
If you're stretching yourself out, presumably you're stretching all of yourself out, so you should be a bit thinner, right?
Well, that's what. If you're taller, then maybe you're thinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Proportionally. Sorry.
It's all right. No. That's always a good sign with a podcast. You know, you're really cooking on gas when one of the three people recording it just starts yawning.
I think it's the talk of being asleep and sleepy, I think.
Has it made you sleepy?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's also the evening. It's also your bedtime. Because it's 9:15. Oh. So, you know, poor Parry, you've got to get yourself tucked up. You've got to get your little cup of cocoa. Leaf through those brochures with Michael Aspel's picture on the front.
Learning a musical instrument, right?
Yep.
Do you think there's a cut-off for that?
No,
never. Start at any point with a musical instrument, I reckon.
The problem with any of that stuff is, And I've definitely done it. You go like, it's a bit late to be doing that. And then a year later, you're like, I'd be a year into it now.
Yeah.
And that'd be, I mean, this is crucially the time where we're having that conversation about the things you could have done in lockdown.
Yeah. All the stuff you feel like you could have achieved. I think with a musical instrument, the only thing that you like that you, well, it's like anything. When you're a kid, all you've got is time, isn't it? You know, like if you can come home and practice your guitar for like 3 hours. I used to do that. You know, when I was a kid, I would come home and I would literally play the guitar for 3 hours just because I had nothing else going. I didn't want to do my homework. You know, I wasn't going anywhere. You know, it wasn't like I was, you know, gonna head out and see people. That was all you could do, and you just sort of don't have that time anymore, do you? Wow. I mean, I don't know what I'm filling this time with that I claim to not have, but you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but yeah, Tom, definitely right. In lockdown, that's when it feels like could have. I mean, did you try to learn anything in lockdown?
No, I don't think so. I genuinely don't think I did. I think I just kind of hunkered down and got into it. I genuinely don't think of, and like it's, I think like it's weird for me because every other time I would be tending to try to learn something to myself and not doing it. I'd be like, this month I'm learning Italian, now I'm playing the trumpet, now I'm doing that, whereas like as soon as lockdown started I was just like, well, there we go. Fuck it,
that's that then, isn't it?
You once said that. A thing to me, and I think lockdown's a bit like this, but you once said a thing where you sort of thought you were talking about either wanting to go be in a car crash or go to prison. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were saying, it was quite upsetting because you were driving the car when you were telling me, and I was like, oh God. You were driving the car.
He could do a twofer here.
He could absolutely live out all of his dreams. He could have a real Shilton's birthday if he puts his mind to it. You were driving and you said, oh, you know what? Sometimes I just think, oh, I wish I was in a car crash, like a really bad car crash, or I wish I'd done something awful. I was going to prison for a long time, because then at least I'd have the next bit of my life sorted, and I just wouldn't have to think about anything else. I'd just be like, right, that's what I'm doing now. I'm in hospital. I'm trying to, you know, trying to mend my bones. You know, I'm in prison. I'm trying not to get shivved. That's what I'm doing. That's my, you know, time. And I feel like
Question's answered, isn't it? Yeah.
There's an element of a lot when lockdown sort of came around. That was sort of the feeling. It's like, I'm not gonna try that hard to do extra stuff. I'm not gonna treat this as like, you know, my kind of like creative rumspringer. I'm going to attempt just to get through it, and that's gonna be it.
The life of a worm, basically, or a small fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something in it. The way we used to live when there were dinosaurs, I know, like we've talked about that as well, but it's just like, you know, you haven't got 3 hours to play guitar, have you? Else you're going to get eaten.
I think it's why people get quite like into zombie apocalypse films, because they're like, it's that kind of like breakdown of society, and it's like, oh, it's quite like it's almost like, terrible, yes, but it's quite attractive in that you're like, I just go back to just like survival. The idea is just like,
I'm not going to be scrolling through Instagram if I know that there's a load of zombies outside and they want to eat me.
Yeah,
that's, yeah.
Like if I've survived and I've eaten, well done. You've had a good day. Whereas today's days are a lot more complicated than that.
Yes, bring it on the road. Then we'll be happy.
That's your dream, isn't it? Basically, it's you,
the road and
you,
thought,
your
yes,
child,
please.
And a shopping cart, and a never-ending sort of shower of ash landing on both of your heads, and all you've got to do is avoid getting, a shotgun to the face from an amputee. That's basically it, isn't it?
Hopefully, find a nice stretch of green grass so we can play a bit of bowls. Ooh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just roll a couple of decent sized rocks. Just see who gets closest.
Roll some balls into the graves that are freshly dug.
Life's got too complicated. Life got too big on us, didn't it, really? That's what happened.
Life got too big.
Life got a bit too big on us as humans. And now no one's that happy. no one's that happy anymore, and it's because everything, there's too much going on.
Right. It's the overwhelming amount of choice that you feel like people have got.
Yeah, maybe. Choice and expectation. Or just
information, and... you know, yeah, too much information. Everyone needs to know everything. And that was never the case.
No, I mean, we've done pretty well avoiding knowing everything.
I was going to say that.
I think it's
the pappy's appeal. Because we're much like a zombie apocalypse. We're just taking people back to a much simpler time where people would talk, not know what they're talking about. They're unencumbered by facts and information.
Exactly. Yeah. Stories, myths. You know,
in that respect, we're kind of men out of time, and I don't mind that. You know, I think that's not a bad thing.
Well, you feel quite young when you're a man out of time at this age. You know, you get into it early on, aren't you?
Is this podcast our bowls club?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, it is. I mean, like, it's. I guess that's sort of true. People of a certain age like it, and sure, you know, we've talked about this before, but there are some young listeners.
There are, yeah, yeah.
But effectively, they're old. You know, they're old souls. You know.
Yeah, you know, I think they're that's not. It, yeah,
I don't think our young listeners would consider themselves to be sort of active members of the TikTok generation.
Our young listeners are. Where we started this conversation, you know, Clarkie going to a Crayon Green Bowls Club.
Yeah. Like,
that's, you know, we're their Led Zeppelin.
Exactly.
In other words.
We keep them feeling young. And this, yeah, you know, like Led Zeppelin is a good reference point, I think.
Thank you.
Midlands based.
Yeah. We've got the sort of, certainly Led Zeppelin now. I think. Where you going? Right. Come on, guys.
We're still doing it.
Still are you doing though? It. Yeah.
We still got it. You got something.
Yeah, certainly have. Osteoporosis.
Cataract.
Broken arm from skiing.
A broken arm from Clarkie hanging off my legs trying to stretch me out.
Jimmy Page fell off the ski lift. Clarkie was on his ankles.
I didn't know how else to get up.
So yeah, and another, you know, and getting into some sort of quite contemplative stuff here on this podcast, but you know, not afraid to do it. Not afraid to enter into it.
Well, you know, there's a reason we don't make the Guardian's list of 50 podcasts to make you laugh. It's because, you know, we make you think. You know, that's
by
when
the way,
they put that list out, we'll be on there.
By the way, I absolutely knew that was going to be. I could tell as soon as I saw that list. I thought, Parry's going to take to Twitter on this one. And there I go. Straight away, he's there. What do you call it when you is it shit posting when you're not saying what the thing is that you're upset about? You're just talking about the thing. Is that what shit posting is?
I don't know why that I thought shit posting was just doing what I do, which is like bad tweets.
a lot of puns from Clarkie. A lot of stuff about pictures. The Suez Canal.
Well, exclusively puns about the Suez Canal.
Genuinely, the other day I saw outside Denmark Hill Station a truck parked across the road, like, you know, the wrong way.
There you go.
Offloading some stuff into the builder's yard. And I thought, should I take a photo of that and send it to Clarky? He'll have an absolute field day with
Mate,
that.
Mate, what you should have done is sent it to Twitter. You would have got at least 12 likes.
Can it end with that? Actually, that's not bad. But yeah, so I saw that. I saw the list of the 50 top podcasts, and I thought,
well, I mean, I saw the Pokes list of the 50 best Suez Canals tweets, and
no,
similarly, you know,
I can't believe this. This is unbelievable. You got left off.
Can't believe but, it, man. What's the guy got to do? You know,
I know there were good stuff. I know, you know what as well, the listeners retweeted it. They really went for it. They were retweeting it in their absolute droves.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know, there's just only so much you can do.
There's only so many listeners, that's the problem.
Every listener retweeted it twice. Yeah.
A boat might get jammed again, Clarky. You might get a second bite at the cherry.
Thanks, man. I really hope so. And I really hope the podcasting thing works out for you as well. We've each got our things, you know, and it's good that we can, you know, reach across the divide and kind of get wedged in the middle.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's right, yeah. You're getting into boats being wedged in the canal. I'm getting into sports. Parry's getting into podcasting, and it's not a moment. Not a moment. He's getting into a grave he's dug for himself in the back garden, rolling a bowling ball onto his face.
At least I know what I'm going to be doing for the next few years.
As I roll this onto my crown.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Well, there you go. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Absolutely right. Another strong episode from your three lovable lads.
But in for a penny, in for a pound, but not for £6.
No. Never that. Never that.
The motto above the door of the Crown Green Bowls Club. All right. Well,
I've got a message here. By the way, yeah. Which is a topic we covered in the Flatshare lockdown that we put out the other day. This is from Daniel, who writes, "Hi, Tom, Ben, Matthew, and Corsham team. Following your discussion of cricket balls in Oxbridge interviews and telling people to not listen to you as it rots your brain, I did attend an Oxford interview in 2014, the same year critically acclaimed show Badults aired Series 2, which I loved. I even owned Series 1 on DVD. It didn't do me too much damage as I managed to get a place. Hashtag yes. Definite brag. Many years later, a friend of a friend from Oxford even messaged me after seeing me being active on the Pappy's Fan Club Facebook page. So you can count on at least two occasions where you managed to avoid rotting our brains enough to stop the Oxford interview from working. Cheers, everyone. Bye." A wow, nice message there, hey, to know that we've actually...
Great.
And it's nice to know that we've got... is somebody by you? Someone setting a bomb off here?
I did hear there's some bleeping, yeah.
Is there bleeping going on? Can you hear that?
I heard a little bit of that.
I don't know what it was. But it's not... Parry, it's not your pacemaker, is it? Is it? Oh, God. Parry, have we lost it?
It's the stop clock on my tea.
That's what you like to do. You like to really let it... You like to let the bag brew for an hour first. You put the bag in.
You've got to show the bag to the cup. You know. To quote Paddy. You got to show the bag to the cup, and then you know you got to get it ready, and then the water comes as a surprise.
Yeah, you lull it into a full set of security, yeah, and then you basically waterboard it. Is what you do. So
exactly that.
So yeah, if you want to get in touch with us, pappysflatshare@gmail.com. If you want to send us a beef for Beef Brothers, we've got some Beef Brothers episodes coming up this month. Beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Do get in touch because we need your beefs, and we always appreciate them whenever you send them in. Mm. Any other biz?
No, man.
I don't think so at all. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. This episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, darlings. Gather round. It's... Listen... Breaking news. Listen. The times are in.
Do we have to do it now? Because I'm absolutely knackered.
No, listen, the times are in, darling. And so go out there, give it your best shot. Please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call, and I should also say the Telegraph are in as well.
You should. I've always told you never tell me when they're in.
It's bad luck to tell you. I'll have to throw some salt over the audience.
Exactly. Pass me the cruets. But the critics are in.
Don't panic right now. But the curtain's gone up, and I've shattered my leggings. Please. Don't tell the chorus, but try and get a message to Alex Jenkins, please.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're not going to believe this.
No, the mail.
They've just dimmed the lights.
Yes.
Oh, they've just dimmed the lights.
Darling.
And I've pissed myself.
Oh, oh no.
Darling, first night.
It's gone absolutely everywhere. I can tell you my jodhpurs will never be the same.
Lord.
Try and get a message to the head of costume, Tony Graham.
Oh, yes.
Gosh. Oh, you're not going to believe it.
3 stars. What's wrong, darling?
I just did my big scene.
Oh, no.
Come out. I do the speech. I stride over to the main character and I slap him. Well,
oh, no.
Never going to believe it. I slapped the wrong one.
No.
Oh, please send my apologies to Roger Johnson.
Terrible news. Gather round, guys. Terrible news.
Oh, but go on.
I've just done my big scene in my jodhpurs.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's right. Well, I couldn't help it. I was in the middle of a soliloquy and I had to spend a penny. I thought maybe I'll go behind the scenery. But it turns out Odds Bodkins, there was Jenny.
Oh, Odds Bodkins.
Don't tell the mail 2 stars.
The mail on Sunday are in.
Let me please don't tell me if they're in. I have to throw sriracha over the audience. Now, please, just to blind them. Right, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, please.
What happened?
But at the end of the first half,
oh, gosh.
I shat myself while delivering a soliloquy.
Oh, gosh. C'est à l'os.
Oh, dear.
Mon Dieu, mon Dieu. Was that it?
That's all I've got to say.
And seen.
Well, they had seen. They'd seen it running down the back of my legs.
Yeah, we'd all seen it.
Oh, let me tell you, no, I shat myself during a soliloquy.
Yes.
And then decided to stage dive.
Oh, no, in for a penny. In for the pound.
In for a penny.
Into the groundlings.
In
for a penny. Into the groundlings.
That's what they said. But yes, I shat myself during a soliloquy.
Oh, no.
And threw myself into the orchestra pit. And I landed on the conductor, Scott Kirbishley.
Oh, golly gosh.
Golly gosh is right.
Oh,
terrible
no.
news.
The mirror in.
Oh, really? Oh, they're holding it up to life.
5 times the third row in peri-peri salt.
Oh, that should do it. Well, I've done... Just come back from doing one of my scenes.
Oh, one of your many scenes. One of your many scenes. And congratulations, darling.
Thank you. Thank you, lovely.
Thank you, darling.
Did you have to play the flute?
Get well, of
those
course.
Rats out of here.
Of course, I had to, of course, play my flute right across the stage. And you know me, darling. You know the problem I have.
We don't know you, actually.
I do very long wheeze.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
So that makeup's terribly good, of course.
Of course, it's you. Love.
All the You're way so through my flute solo. I did one of my long wheeze.
Oh, no,
I'm ever so sorry, but the reviewer from Chortle sat
Chortle Chortle it. Chortle it.
Chortle it.
Oh. Terrible
Sam
news,
Reeves
darling.
Was the name
yes, hello, Sam.
Terrible
evening, Sam.
News, everyone.
Oh,
the
no,
Observer
one, yeah.
critic's in the front row, and he's ever so tall.
No one else is going to get a chance to observe anything.
Exactly right. I was trying to tell Sarah Paul.
Oh, God.
You must tell her.
But then I pissed in her arse.
Oh, no.
And,
I thought it was good luck.
Some rude awakening. I'm going through the script. I can't see it in here anywhere.
Please stop improvising.
Well, it woke Juliet up and ruined the final act.
Oh, no one wants to exit pursued by that.
Bad apothecary, it turns out. It's my one-man show. Bad apothecary with Harvey Keitel.
Oh, darling, please don't.
Darling.
I feel so used. You told me that meant something. Now, I can tell you now. I haven't got high hopes for the second half.
No,
because in the break I nipped out front to see what the chitter chatter was.
Oh, I never do that, darling.
Yes, I thought I'd go and hide in a cubicle, and I'd go for a, you know, spend a penny myself, and you're not going to believe it. I pissed into the mouth. Pissed into the mouth of the lead critic from the stage.
Oh, no.
Yes, I pissed into his mouth. I pissed into his nostrils.
Yes.
I even pissed directly into his eye, man. And he said, "How dare you do that to me? My name is Roberts, comma Simon."
How formal.
What a journey. Amazing. Yes. Just looking at the name and thinking, what on earth is he up to here?
Where's he going with this?
Well, I mean, it worked with aplomb.
Terrible news. Said.
Well, I tell you what. It's good news and bad news.
Oh, yeah.
I was at stage. I was on the stage.
You've been on stage to welcome.
One of your many scenes.
Doing one of my scenes.
Flute won't play itself.
No.
The bad news is
the bad lute. The bad lieutenants.
With Harvey Keitel.
With Harvey Keitel. Sorry, the bad lute is what? Sorry, my friend.
The bad news. Sorry. The bad news is I shat myself.
Oh,
what's the good news?
I did it strongly.
Oh, 4 stars.
If you dry up on stage, and it sounds like you didn't, but if you dry up on stage, whatever you do next, do it strongly.
Do it.
You
strongly.
You have to drop a number. In your case, you dropped a number 2.
4 brown stars. Oh, God. I did it strongly. One man clapped. David Longley.
Oh. He's a diamond in the rough.
He is. Thank you, David.
Terrible news, everyone.
Oh, no. Not tonight of all nights.
I've done a jizz again.
Oh, no, not again.
No, it was...
Clear the room, the room, everyone.
Look,
can the actors see the stage, please?
I was given my 5-minute warning and I didn't complete, you know, my traditions. And then I broke my leg.
What?
Cut a long story short, the Sunday Telegraph said it was very well done.
Oh, yeah.
I owe it mostly down to the tremendous supporting work.
Can I just ask, you heard mostly down?
I was mostly down.
Can I just say that?
I was mostly down.
Let me speak clearly.
To the tremendous supporting work of my fluffer and dresser, Joel Sheldon.
Yeah, well, you were mostly down to him. Can I just say, I was... side of stage for that whole performance. And I took my trousers down.
Oh, yeah.
Chortle, is that you?
I took my trousers down. I took them mostly down.
Oh, dear.
And I couldn't help but watching you breaking your leg and jizzing all over the place. I couldn't help but giving you my own one gun salute from the side of the stage. And as I was polishing my award, not to put too fine a point in it, although I was using a pencil sharpener to do it, as I was polishing myself off, I caught the eye of the lead critic from Broadway Baby. And I could just tell, I could just tell from the way she looked at me and from the wink and the hand gesture, it was the greatest performance she'd ever seen. And I said, thank you, my dear, my darling, my love, Jenny Green.
Ah, Jenny, bless Jenny.
Bless Jenny.
I tell you, Jenny. I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you who else was there.
Oh, no.
Jake Hall.
Jake Hall was there.
Jake was there, you all.
Oh, obviously.
And scene. Well,
we owe it mostly down. We owe it mostly
good
down
news,
to
everyone. The press is in. And we've passed.
The trouser press is in.
No business like show business to the dirty duck, everyone.
Slow business way.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.